Now you're being trained in the realm of the apostolic. In other words, there are places or things that will be revealed to you. Sometimes it'd be uneasy for other people to understand for a while. So you're gonna have to need a patient. The scripture said that you're gonna help those that oppose themselves, because I believe at this time, through this ministry and through you, God is aiming to bring some things. Now, here's some things, some lessons that we've been dealing with, and we're going to deal with them more extensively in the time to come. The power and place of the cross. Write that down as you get it. The power and place of the cross. Secondly, proper teaching on grace. Thirdly, understanding the position of the soul. For instance, I'll help you, something going to help your life instantly right here. The soul, let's start with the spirit. The spirit is where you're saved, right? In your spirit, you carry God consciousness. All right? In your spirit. In your soul, you carry self-consciousness. And in your physical man, you carry sense consciousness. Now, in Romans 9:1, one may be speak. Look at it. I'm going to just walk you through this. Because you're building on the apostolic, you're building on a remnant, you're building on governments, you're building on anointings that are not normal, or not casual, or not unusual ministry. I can use that word, unusual. God, because you came to this school, you here, you watching by TV, because God is expecting you to be unusual. Yes, sir. He want to use you, I like this, he want to use you unusually. Yeah. All right. And that would be, give me some water. That would be apostolically. Yes, now the apostolic had been choked for probably hundreds of years. Okay, and so you're bringing it back now. So, in understanding those three consciousness, what happened to Adam and Eve, they dropped down from their spirit to their soul, then to their senses. Now, what happened to us when we got saved, we got up, went back up to the top. And your spirit, you have the consciousness of God, and your spirit's supposed to run your soul. And your soul's supposed to run your body. So that's three kinds, but you want to make sure you're operating Romans 9:1. You can't really do that. And understand that Romans 9:1 came out of Romans 5:6-7 about Paul trying to establish how you handle this sin nature. And the 8th chapter is laid out about two laws. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, verse 2, and the law of sin and death. Now, here's where the rubber hit the road. Satan has thousands of ways of distracting you. You only take one way to defeat him. That function in the law of attraction. That is, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2. I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. The key word there is that cross. Brother Swaggart in his Bible, he got a revelation of it. God prescribed order of victory is faith in the cross, so the Holy Spirit can have latitude of movement. See, so where we have missed it, trying to put all those fires out. Those fires are distractors to pull you off base to trying to find another solution, what you already have. So it's deception, it's darkness, it's another word, derailing. All the little fires come up in your life. Don't try to find a solution for all of them. Stay with the man answer. Don't even leave out to go talk about it. Just stay with the man answer and do your praying and do your studying and wait for the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom. Don't come up with your scripture formula. That's what we've been doing now. We got so many scripture formula that you got the devil confused. All right? Now, so understand the position of the soul. There's another lesson that the Lord is leading us in the apostolic. The I am identity. The God nature that's in you. You need to study 2 Peter chapter 1 very carefully for your faith, things to add to your faith, exceeding great and precious promises. These things need to be well documented in your understanding. We're dealing with, on tomorrow, we're dealing with angels. The ministry of angels, we know very little about it. There's a whole lot of mystery and a whole lot of revelation there. Money, we're dealing with money. Money comes to the body of Christ. See, these are areas that need to be dealt with. My daughter texted me or sent me where there are black churches in other states growing gardens. Don't say amen for a penny. Growing gardens so the people can come. They're fighting diabetes and different things, so they can come and get different vegetables. No, garden ain't going to do it. It's a mindset. Got to be changed. And then we can't teach the church poverty. I don't care what restricted area you in, you can rise up in Christ. See, I don't know. I got to check more. I don't know if they're networking now. Different churches, different states. I don't know what it is, the money deal. I don't know really what it is, but I know it came out in February. I know some things happened before February. We start teaching on health. So I'm not knocking it, but you in school, I want you to be aware of the fact there's a lot of imitators. When real instruction comes, a lot of imitation come in different form, and it looks so close to the real thing that you get all happy and start shouting. But matter of fact, I don't want it to be black no way. Everybody need to know what we're talking about. Yes, see what I'm saying? So I'll just watch it. You know, I found out that when you get by grace into a level where we are, you have a lot of people try to ride piggyback unconnected. Now we're dealing with health coming to the body of Christ. Another thing I want you to do. See, all of these things, power and place of the cross, health coming to the body of Christ, and money coming, the angels. Now, I may repeat myself over and over again. I told you that last class. But we're dealing with apostles in the Word, all right? And I want to go back to 1 Corinthians 12:28. And you can put it on the board if this. By the way, put it on the board. 1 Corinthians 12:28. The apostolic grace. Now, we have to understand because I'm about to use a word that is dangerous. The apostolic grace will propel one to go first in all things. That word first, don't get it out of context. That don't mean you know more than nobody else. But if you understand the apostolic grace, you'll be up in government. You'll know how to open the portals of heaven. And you'll know how to go with the law of attraction instead of fighting all these little law of distraction. See, the law of attraction is the cross. They said in the scripture, had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified him. Because that's when they lost everything else. So no matter what you have going on in your life at any given time, Stay focused on your victory in Christ. Another verse, good verse is 2 Corinthians 2:20 and 21. And I want to write these words down. Flesh, faith, fall, frustration, and favor. Now you find them in those scriptures. See, he died for it. That cross there right there. See, so in almost every scripture, you can pick up the cross. You need to pick up the cross. When you pick up the cross, you pick up the blood, you pick up the resurrection. All right, I'll tell you the rest of it. The reason most Christians are not bearing fruit is they're only looking on the positive side of the cross. They won't die. The Lord wants you to pick up the negative side of the cross every day. Many of our lives are unfruitful. John 12, 24. See, you're supposed to class die daily. Y'all dialing daily. Y'all calling him up, telling him what you want. Die. Die to self. Die to your senses. And be in your conscience. If some corn of wheat fall and die, you see it? Huh? That's talking about you. You that corn of wheat. And if you don't die, you no fruit. Prayer can't bring fruit without you dying. Praise can't bring fruit without you dying. Worship can't bring fruit without you dying. Now I want you to write this. I think the Spirit of God. I must get out of my own way. So the negative side of the cross, the word of faith, we taught that it was weakness or defeat. Because we got on a faith, we thought we was on the roll, but the real faith is with the cross. The shortened faith come by here and no worse a quarter without the faith that Galatians 2:20 talks about. Right. Right. Yes, sir. There is no faith if it's not that. Yes, sir. God started talking about the cross in Genesis 3:15. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Yes, so if the flowers are not blooming in your life, if the fig tree is not putting out, if you are not receiving the production that you need to receive, here in this class tonight, the Holy Spirit have found the problem for you. You don't have many problems. You have one problem. My God, we can go home. You mean to me I don't have to fight all them fires come up? No, you don't have to fight them. Just stick with one. And that one will let out two divine functions, faith and favor. You can't whoop them. They are twin tower of power. See, the cross is a grace production. Grace was produced at the cross. And so stop running trying to go to all these different prayers you got and all the 95 scriptures. Ask the Holy Ghost, give you one scripture, take it a little bit at a time and pray it through. You listening? Pray that script. All right, class, you know, I just go anywhere the Holy Ghost tell me. Pray that scripture. Don't jump till you get to understand. Pray that scripture. And as you're praying that scripture, keep beholding his presence. Because he got to come when a person focusing on the scripture. So I can take any one of y'all can give me your list of what you're dealing with. I mean, you bring a Big Mac truckload of stuff, and I give you one sentence and you whip it off. That's how powerful the cross is. The atonement. What we have done is try to put faith in scriptures without the cross. The scriptures are not absent. All right. Let's, this apostolic grace that the Lord has bestowed on us. Then 1 Corinthians 12, 28, and God has set some in the church. And then the word first there is for a reason. First is ranks. First apostle, secondary prophet, thirdly teacher. After that, miracle, then gifts of healing. And then he says helps, government, diversity of tongue. Now, I gave you some words. I want to give them to you again. Because now, from the perspective of what I've already shared with you about the negative and the positive side of the cross, I give you the threefold consciousness. Watch what consciousness you're dealing with. Watch what aspect of your conscience you're using. All right? All the little time bombs that Satan is dropping around you should make you stronger. When you come to the realization, he can't handle this. He is already defeated. And anything tell me I'm going down is deception. Because I already have been delivered from the power of darkness. Right? So, the word in this setting, it means fix. I won't go over them. Fix. See, you see, I love what I do so much because I'm fixed. Yes, sir. See, you see what I'm saying? Yes, now another word come up in my, not in my note. It was a word of a devotion I read today. Is the word focus. You have to focus to follow, then you can flow. If you become distraction. The Lord told me today about the laws of distraction in which the enemy used. The law, a plural. And you got one law called a law of attraction. And that divide them two laws and make sure you put the note down, Romans 8:2. The spirit, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's that cross. That would cause you to be spiritually minded. That would cause your sonship to manifest in a hailstorm. You're going to have something happen in your life you don't like. Stick with the cross and let him work it out. Fix. Here's the next word, Roger. Establish. We are not trying to establish no victory. We're not, and then as a minister, I want you to know this. Then the word, we use the word ordain. When something is ordained by God, my victory, my triumph is ordained by God through Jesus Christ on the cross. Christ is the source and the cross is the means. When a minister get this type of foundation under them, they'll be able to minister in power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance. Look how you're feeling right now. You're getting vibration coming on your now. You say, oh, shoot, I'm fighting that thing. I ain't got to fight this. I got the victory. Say it. I got the victory. Depression, anxiety, oppression, doubt, stress, Can't touch you no more. Not unless you give it an invitation and run behind all them little. Let me give you an illustration. A bunch of fires have broken out around you. And you got the fire hose. I want to say something, I can't say it. Lord, have mercy. Don't turn the hose loose. You didn't get it. Don't go running them fire trying to stomp them out. Keep the hose. The hole's finally going to get them, but if you go yourself, and what we usually do, you know, we go with our pet scriptures and our pet prayers and don't have no wisdom, no insight from God. God ain't endorsed the scripture. We just got the scripture trying to make God endorse it. Ooh. God didn't endorse the scripture, even though it's the scripture, but he never told you to use that scripture. The grace of God, the cross, is the fire hose, is the water, is the hose to put the fire out. We lay the hose down and go grab a lot of other stuff. There are many things in your life you're not going to be able to handle. That's why he got to handle it for you. But be at rest. Are you understanding me? Now, this is real ministry here. This is what you're going to have to know. This is how you're going to have to function. Ordained, placed. Another word is placed. Put, appointed. Look at these words. Fixed, established, ordained, placed, put, appointed. Now, how you move somebody like that? But organized religion, boy, I tell you, they moved it. They moved it. You see, they moved it because they wanted to organize something they could run. They wanted Robert's rule of order. It don't work with revelation. Robert's rule of order, pick who they want to pick. Revelation, God choose who he wants you. So, our point we are establishing here, that there's a lot of organization who've established themselves, but my note reads, further down the line, you'll get to see that man can't call apostles. And I told you about this, and I got one of my right-hand man came up under the bishop, and he's a bishop. But bishops are imposters. With all that authority, that's why the Catholic Church comes with bishop and the Pope. No, they ain't. God ain't God. The Pope ain't this Ephesian. He ain't me now. And I know Mary not in there. How can we be so asinine and violate scriptures because man said something? I'm not putting them down, but I got to unfold the truth in this school. They have no calling in these five. If they were supposed to be one, if the Pope and the Bishop was supposed to be in this five, the good Lord have enough understanding, he would have put them in there, right? Come on, Clarence, come on, talk to me. Y'all get scared when you talk about these organized people. That's the only way the apostolic, the apostle ministry going to be to come back. We've got to get these imposters out the way and not be afraid of them. You imagine when I walk up to Paul and say, I'm a bishop. Say what? I'm the Pope. So it's man who got organized and made the bishop big. Now, to step off in the apostolic ministry, you have to be ready to follow. Yes, sir. No doubt. Yes, sir. He. See, can we wrap our hand around this class? And I'll go over it 9 times if I have to the rest of the semester. When the prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher get out of line, that apostle's job is to snatch them back, not because he's so great, but he's covered by so much grace for it. So that's why you can't have a rookie. You can have somebody that just go to their head. You know, here they come, they go put a robe on and get some big cross put around their neck and just want everybody to bow to them. That's not what it's about. It's about a secular word I learned, the church don't know it, teamwork. In our vernacular, divine order. Paul talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And then he said, let everything be done decently and in order. Well, we took things out of order. So that's why Satan got a foothold on us. We got the wrong people at the top and the wrong people at the bottom. It's like putting the principal of the school at the first grade teacher death and send the first grade teacher who knew nothing about principal to go up and sit in the principal office. Now, when I went to high school, you knew who the principal was. He's going on to be the Lord now, but his name was Wilford Christie. But you knew who was running things around there. When he walked, everybody was, yeah. And the school stayed in order. You know what? You know how strong it was? I want you to hear this. Fools said, I don't want to be in this school. Fools knew if they acted up, Wilford Christie, we're going to set them straight. Bring them to my office. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to use a word here that apostolic believers are going to have to know. There are flaws in imposters. They don't really have the genuine goods from God. And we have to be able to discern that. You got to be able to discern you don't have to have no doubt about me. Because my inability to let you know that somebody helped me. I mean, if I can live this long, a holy life, 47 years, a holy life, ever since I got saved, you know it's not by might. It's not my strength. Look at the respect y'all have for me and the instructor. Why? Because you have to earn respect. And so no rookie can be no apostle. You ain't got no accounting. You ain't got nothing to show. You can't be no apostle. You hustling. Which where most ministers are right now. I love the brethren. I've been around them. See? And when the real thing come along, ladies and gentlemen, they don't even recognize it. So here's how it go. An apostle cannot be a rookie. He or she must have some experience, evidence, and encounter under their belt. If you don't have no evidence, if you don't have no experience, don't come in my face talking about the Lord have called me to be an apostle. Because I'm going to tell you, go sit down, and don't sit down on the second row. I want you at the sixth row. Because you're about to get yourself in a jungle, and you're going to be calling me every 5 months to try to get you out, and I know why you're in this mess. All right. An apostle is someone who God have called to put in that position so he can get some things accomplished. Yes, sir. Now you have no idea. You watching by LeroyTom.tv and all the other means, the class on the tube, you have no idea the setting of this time. the Lord is not it, not we're not the only one, but they spread out wide in different parts of the world, apostles who are really apostles and establishing apostolic anointing and mantles on people. So you count it a privilege sitting in here in these schools under these apostles and getting it, it's kind of a privilege. An apostle is someone who God has called to put in that position so he can get some things accomplished. Listen to this. There is an apostolic grace the church has been missing. Ladies and gentlemen, the church of Jesus Christ supposed to be the first power.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
King and politician supposed to come to the church.
Yes.
But when the church lost our way, the whole evangelical world just about, they go to the politician.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. See, they're supposed to be coming to us.
Yes, sir. Right.
To the church.
Yes,
sir. But they won't come here and make a speech. I had one of my sons told me, he said, "Are you coming? The mayor going to say a few words before you." I said, "No, he ain't." "Well, you're going to have the mayor appreciate this meeting because I'm not coming."
Yes,
I ain't coming behind no mayor.
Yes, sir.
The mayor had to come behind me.
Yes,
like I told a guy on that funeral, he had 3 minutes.
Yes,
I cleared my throat. He kept talking. I walked up here. He kept talking. So I walked to him. I said, "Your time up."
Yes, sir.
Didn't I? Who was here? Yeah, time up. Then I add some minute to my member, George. He had 3 minutes. I told him, "Boy, I gave him 5 minutes. Because I knew he was going to follow all of
them."
Now, a pastor, the average pastor, he'd let that go. He want peace. I don't want no peace. I want order. Now, you as a believer, and watch this statement I'll make. The church is not respected as she should because she has not been operating under a strong enough government because the government were out of place.
Yeah.
We're bringing the government back in place, and there are some trees going to have to be cut down. There are some upset people going to have to rise up. And they're going to have to say a different thing, but it doesn't matter. I remember what I told you. There's a lot of laws of distraction, but there's only one law of attraction. So we're going to have to stick with who made this possible. These are ascension gifts. These are ascension graces. The apostle, prophet, and down the line. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, so now, the church being out of order, it caused disorder within and without. People lose respect in the church, and they lose respect for the church on the outside. Now, listen very carefully. In your personal life and calling, now you're going to start operating. You will go first in all things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, sir. Yes, sir.
You will go first in all things. See, it's not. You cannot operate in secondhand authority and be first. See, the Father has a divine plan.
Yes.
And his plan does not function academically.
Yes, sir.
Or psychologically.
Yes, sir.
Or scientifically.
Yes, sir.
It's in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And so he graced people. He anoint people. He've chosen the foolish of the world to confine the wise. He took a weak-looking substance of the cross, looked like it wasn't producing nothing, and whipped everybody around it. So when we look up to men, we lose our power. I can tell you right now, I can tell my members, don't leave because I'm probably not going to call you. I think I done called the one I need to call, and I saw the way they responded over the years. The Holy Ghost really going to talk to me. If you walk out the word of life until you're gone, you gone, baby. Now, I see something trying to creep back in now. I see them, they come in and sit there like, it's quiet, they're quiet. I see them, they're trying to get back. They've been looking for it, they couldn't find it. Got hot about a little something, you know. I said, I was supposed to make you hot. I'm assigned to make you hot. Listen to this. And this is not, what that word, braggadocio? High-minded, but I want you to hear it. As a student of this school and the instruction you're receiving, you will be recognized because you will be ahead of the pack. You are a pioneer, a pathfinder, and an agent of change. What you're hearing now is taking care of your personal life, it's taking care of your calling, it's taking care of your understanding, it's taking care of your wisdom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. Here, class, you got to catch this. We have to respect and honor the government. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because that government, you know, what is Isaiah 9, you can look at it. And that government is the thing that caused God place to put you first. Now, in this school, you're connected to a genuine apostolic mantle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. It will drag you into success. It will literally drag you into success. You pay attention, you say, oh my goodness. Just think about it now. All the little fires in your life, your children, or anything going wrong, you trying to put all them little fires out, just focus on one thing. Keep your faith in that cross,
yes,
and the Lord going to handle it for you.
Yes,
it'll come out all right.
Yes,
it look impossible, the Lord working with it.
Yes, sir.
See, there's supposed to be some things that come in your life that you don't have a quick answer for. So you can stay attached to the answer.
Yes, sir.
If you're able to answer everything and get it straight, you're not teachable. You're not reachable. You got to have a problem every now and then. You don't have to pray for it. So, see, can we graph this, class? Because of violating divine order, I want you to see if we can handle this, because that's why we got to bring. See, the church been teaching about healing, but they don't teach about health. You know, God ain't that dumb. He got all in the world. He said, "Be in health. I'll bring you health speedily."
Yes,
well, where it been? We land hands.
Yes,
Placid all sin and water for Jerusalem. Still sick, still broke, still dying prematurely. Still putting medicine ahead of grace. We don't ask God nothing. The man had a foot disease. Did ask God and he died. You to consult God. Hezekiah. Hezekiah said, I've been serving you, Lord. I don't know. My time ain't up yet, huh? He ain't standing 15 years. Esau was dumb. A cold is getting mucus out of you. So don't take all that stuff to kill a cold. The cold, a fever is to stop blowing up some bacteria and stuff. If you get out of limit, then you run. But don't just take something every time you sneeze. Your body is trying to repair something. So by not knowing what we're talking about now, and this is simple, and I may have told you three or four times. Instead of operating in grace, we've been operating in disgrace. Out of order. Out of order. So, your faith has to be in the finished work of Christ before anything else. Even before the word. Your faith had to be in what Christ did. So we got these word church coming on, and we got a lot of scriptures, and we're running and ripping and running and running and not getting much different results. Matter of fact, here's the biggie. The word is invalidated without having faith in the finished work of Christ. So the apostolic ministry is first in time, place, and rank. Everything above second. Preceding all other than time, order, or importance. Chief component of or instrument. Notice the instrument. One who arrived before all others. That's the way the Lord set it up.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm not talking about the Apostle Paul. I'm talking about the office. And here's something that you're going to have to deal with people. We cannot get upset about how much rank God is putting on it. It's a gift.
Yes, sir.
You don't get upset about how much rank they put on a general in the natural army. Matter of fact, the more men he got in, the more happy you're getting. The more get close to him and patting your hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
in the spirit world, we all alike. No, we're not. And I brag on Jesus. If you know what it took to get me sitting here tonight, years after years, you were sleeping.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Training after training after. I ain't won't be no apostle. As a matter of fact, I'm late. I be calling me the apostle years ago. I didn't know what it was, and they never answered.
Yes, sir.
Finally, he told me, I've called you to be an apostle.
Yes,
sir. I knew that voice. That's the voice told me to quit my job.
Yes, sir.
That's the voice told me who my wife was.
Yes, sir.
That's the voice told me don't leave Darryl, I'm going to do it right here.
Come on, Pop. Yeah.
I know that voice.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I almost sat down in my RV and said, what am I in now? Because I had never seen them.
Yes, sir. Wow.
So, the apostle grace or the apostolic grace will propel you to be first. It'll just snatch you with it. So the writer said, we've been selling for a green ribbon instead of a blue ribbon in the spirit.
Yeah.
You've been set up a green ribbon. You're a green ribbon instead of a blue ribbon. So the apostolic ministry was established by Christ and never been discontinued. I like the question here. What that clock going up or down? How long I been teaching? 15 minutes? 45. Oh, I've been teaching 45 minutes? What way it going now? It going down, right? So what I did? What you had on that for it? I went through the whole 45? And what that is there? You had another 45 minutes? You won't keep your job? That's one of my best men right there, boy. All right, I'll go 5 more minutes. And I said, look at that clock, what that clock doing? I remember I told you add on, but I wasn't mean for you to add on 45. Always think 10, baby. If there are still evangelists, pastors and teachers, then they are still apostles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus never removed apostles from his church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch this now, class. If the New Testament church is going to be effective in making disciples of Jesus Christ and completing the Great Commission, then we must allow the Holy Spirit to set it in divine order. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. And let's just get a list of these things. We're dealing with government, divine order, first place, ooh, this last one is something. You got government, divine order, first place. And this, I'm going to give you one more, what we're dealing with. Functioning from the spirit realm on earth properly. Functioning from the spirit realm, because I was in a great man funeral, and the thing I was talking about, he's still alive and well. That was the subject I preached. But the Lord told me you're going to have to prelude that, because religiously, ritually, regularly, they're not going to understand that. So talk to them about rem. Talk to them about rhema word. See, talk to them about revelation. See, all of this is talking about revelation. It's talking about rem. We're talking about another rem. We're talking about physical men and women carrying another rim.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you understanding?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about heaven walking on earth.
Yes, sir.
Through clay.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of time, clay don't know what they're going to say. Clay have to take orders. Our personal lives have been hindered. We've been held back because we have not known how God designed us to be in first place. Another thing I did, I mean, it's unchartable, and I'd say it before I know it. The funeral was a lot of sophisticated people, doctors and stuff, you know, and educated and stuff. So I had to tell them, and none of y'all got no more than I got. So y'all just well listen to me. I'm telling the whole spirit, sense, everything changing in the church. But so I had to be able to tell them that.
Yes, sir.
See, pull the Reverend. Hey, how you doing, Reverend? No, ain't no poor, no reverend yet. I got something to tell you. You're going to hell if you don't accept Jesus Christ. I mean, the audience, they were listening. They all, them doctors had head surgeon, heart doctors were here. Yeah. And I felt a little stiffness and a little coldness and a little high-mindedness. So I had to know, let them know the Lord up in here. And the Lord can bless just like your degree can bless. You see what I'm saying? I wasn't being arrogant. You understand what I'm saying, son? But that's what I want you all to have. I want you all to have. That's why we're teaching. That's why God said he brought them out. Look what he talked about for you. He didn't talk about health for you. See, that's why, let me close. But that's why these guys, I hope they would contact me and talk to me. These black church with these garden they're creating for the fight diabetes stuff. Now, I know some of the people live in areas that they cannot purchase like they want, but they need to know about money first. Giveaways are no good. It's not gonna work. It's just, you see, welfare has held us back from warfare. Spiritual warfare. See in this book what God says is yours and go to war.
Yes, sir.
We war, our weapons are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yes,
but if we don't never war, if we just gonna hand us up. I remember when I was a little boy, he used to bring up that cheese, that government cheese.
Yes, sir.
I could taste that nasty stuff now. it was in a brown box, you could cut it. You remember that stuff? Huh? Then when it's time to vote, they come pick us up. And you know, then imagine your mind, the Democrats are so great because they like black folks, you know. And then I'm great. Jesus, the only great one I know. I'll vote like I want. I'll vote for a billy goat if I want. I don't care. I'm going to let the Spirit of God lead me. Whoever go God's way. See, let me close with this. I was reading a devotion the other day. It said, let every soul be subject to the higher power. Huh? And they talk about civil people who office in office. When they violate God, you're not obligated to serve them no more. When they lose respect for God, Leroy just lost respect for them, and I'm going another route.
Yes, sir.
Chew on that, class. I'm going to go over some more. Chew on that verse and take 1 Corinthians 15:10. Chew on it. Paul was telling us in two ways why he was so successful in his ministry. His ministry was based on the cross, grace, and faith. Another word that he used, that you and I have it, sometimes we don't want weakness, inability, insufficiency. Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong, because I yield more to the Spirit of God. God bless you. See you next round. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next round. You got another class. You got to go to the other class, right? Who got next class? Pastor Ron Walker. I think I know him.